The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answers in your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously, Religious Group Section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone. Welcome to the mission conversation room. Again, we come together in this room to discuss the mission, the revelation that have come to humanity to unify all religions of the world. And we are calling everyone to come and join this new wine of God and realize indeed God is in control and all are called to come and study this teaching and come and join and help. And this room is to discuss the mission in a greater degree. We expect everybody go to our website, go to our rooms, send us email, mail in any way they could to see what this new revelation is and then come to this room so we can discuss these teachings together. The revelation is done, is finished. The last revelation have come and completed and perfected. The only thing is left to recognize it, to realize it, to study it and see how perfect it is and how every part of the mission falls in their places and complete each other and complement one another and how all the teachings that have come explain so many questions that nobody could have answered to this point. Now they are all answered for humanity and they can come and see what God meant with what he said or did. And indeed, God exists and he fulfills his promises and our attachment should be only to God. Therefore, we can overcome the pull and push and the event which is happening on earth, and we can see it's getting worse for everyone on earth, and they are heading toward the fulfillment of what God said will come. Of course, we know what the reason is. The reason is the ego, the separation from God, and each ego wants to prove they are right. And that is where the destruction and war comes in. When ego is not there, the Spirit of God unifies man with man and they cooperate and share and coordinate their activities and life become much easier instead of becoming in a struggle. They are struggling because their ego wants to be correct, to be right. In this mission, we teach and identify the problems of human life and explain the creation and history and reveal the way to bring the kingdom of God to earth. And therefore, it is the cure for all the calamities of human and humanity. The only thing they have to let go is the ego, which is like an umbrella, is blocking the grace of God to come to them. And they all realize they are the children of the same Creator, and therefore they can come together and see the essence of God in each man and woman and unify themselves as the children of one God. This they cannot see because their dogmas and their religion, their political maneuvering, their desires, their wants for power and all the things that ego thinks it needs to survive or thrive, preventing them to see these truths. But we have it here. God indeed has been graceful to us and blessed us with this knowledge, and He chose us to come together and hear this revelation and see indeed this is the whole truth of God that was prophesied to come at this time, and it has. The only thing left for us is to close our eyes, meditate, read the teachings, study Do, read the satsangs that has been given, and receive our answers. The only thing left is to step forward and become a part of the solution, not become an escapist and stay in the sideline, neither help nor hinder, and that become, of course, the lukewarm. There will be two camps. One camp is the camp of ego, and the other one is the camp of God. And those who stay in the sideline will not have any camp, and as God said, if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Therefore, we have to read a study, though, and the words of God, and see how does He work. What does He want us to do? And recognize and realize His will. And His will is the will from light. And the light brings the delight and the joy of knowing God and realizing His ways instead of our ways. And His way is the eternal divine path, which is revealed through humanity, through history, and revelations, and prophets. And now we can see, indeed, God has been guiding humanity all through 12,000 years of human history and new generation. And now this new generation, little by little, is realizing that they have more knowledge, more power, more ability to know God, and there are much spiritual understanding and gaining that has taken away from them 12,000 years ago, just like when we take the fire away from a child not to burn itself, and when they grow up, it's okay for them to go close to oven and play with fire or start a barbecue pit. We are not preventing them from doing that because they have grown up, they are adults, and they can play with fire. That is the requirement for humanity to grow up, and as they grow up, they no longer need to be prevented from knowing their powers, and their spiritual eyes will be opened again, and that the third eye will see that the spiritual world is indeed is greater and more true than this external world. So we have to grow up. Humanity have to recognize why God closed the third eye and created this human that have no spiritual eye, and this external world is so true to them that they think that is all there is. When the spiritual world is more than what this external world is, And the reason the power was taken away from them was not to misuse it, to use it to satisfy their lower nature, because the goal of the life and the creation is to turn around that original darkness toward light and bring light back to the body and oneness and joy, ananda. Even some of the creation is created by light in order to have enough material so it can help the darkness to turn around. This section which is created by light does not need much to return back to the light, and when the rest of the creation which is in darkness is ready to turn around and be baptized toward the light, and the end time will come, those light part with those who have made it will enter the light, and the night of the creation will begin, and indeed it's going to be dark and not very good environment for billions of years. So there is an urgency in recognizing we have to turn around. Now God has given the blueprint of how it can be done. The blueprint is the holiest of the holies, the last testament, the satsangs, the faith and grace that will come to you when you recognize that you are open to our religions, you have no narrowness of the mind, you have indeed shattered every calamities and misunderstanding of human beings, you see the essence of God in every man, woman and child, you no longer belong to this world that sees black and white, but you see the rainbow, and we know what is at the end of the rainbow. The end of the rainbow is pure consciousness, the treasure that you will sell everything in your life to buy that treasure. That becomes the most important treasure in your life to gain. Nothing else should prevent you to see this rainbow and obtain the treasure at the end of it. When you see that vision clearly, you start to put your life based on this vision, and not only that, you will give this vision to other people also so they can expand themselves and overcome the problem that ego brings to humanity. The more numbers we can create that they can see this vision and they can see the last revelation of God indeed cures all these problems, they can also come and join you and join the mission, and eventually we will reach the critical mass and humanity eventually will realize God indeed is everything. It is so hard for so many people in so many religions to realize that God is everything. They cannot see it. They have such a hard time to accept that God indeed is everything. Realizing that is so important, because then you cannot say, I am a Hindu or a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist. You just are the essence of God. Can an essence of God kill another essence of God? They cannot. So the salvation of humanity and coming of the kingdom have come to them, but of course they are resisting it, and their ego still is intact and attached to their religions, their nationalities, their gender, their life. Their fear is still hanging into this material world, when with cooperation and understanding of this teaching, they can even have greater material prosperity, because there are infinite resources in the universe that they can obtain, and they do not have to be worried about a little oil or a little trees on this planet only. But they don't have the vision. They don't have the ability to see that if they cooperate, if include everyone and see God is everything, then they can spend all the resources they are spending for wars and destruction, for research and development, and ability to recognize the universe, and their minds are wasted in many cultures because of the lack of the opportunities. And if they cooperate and bring those minds together, they can have even greater understanding of the universe in the fastest way possible. So they are destroying themselves by being attached to their ego. And of course, ego is a very tricky and hard thing to get rid of. Our fears and attachments and desires and wants telling us, no, you're going to fall, you're going to be destroyed, you don't have enough to eat, you're not going to have enough when you're getting old. You have to accumulate, you have to hoard wealth. You don't need those things if you cooperate and you truly are a part of the community and have the ability to share with other people. Of course, we need the leaders who do see that vision, have the ability to bring the cooperation between the members, because many members in the Communities of Light even have the fear of ego and are afraid to share. But if they see the leader shares and has the ability to share between them, little by little their fear will fall away. And eventually one day they will enjoy life and they will know that the community will take care of them and they will take care of their community. If we leave them to the regular human with the ego, Communities of Light never will form, because they will not be able to live together and share. If they could have done that, why do we need Paraviparas? Why do we need Eternal Divine Path? Why are we looking for Paraviparas and leaders who don't have the ego and have the ability to unify the members of the community and make them share, and eventually reach a point even members with the ego recognize that, realize they don't have to be afraid. So it's so important we find these leaders that they don't have fear themselves and they have the ability to share and show other people that they're not gonna take advantage of them. They're not going to leave them alone in the middle of the progress of the communities. If a leader finds that doesn't have that quality, he or she should not be given the position of creating Communities of Light. But those who have those spiritual ability to be able to share and not to be a grabbing person, because the moment the person become grabbing, you know their ego is in the way. And you will become a flowing person in the community, and you show other people also they're not going to be taken advantage of. You are here to share with them, and they are here to share with you. And you are asking other members also share. So sharing become the operative word, but at the same time, we know ego, and ego can creep into the communities and eventually destroy it, because the leadership become in a level that they want everything for themselves instead of sharing with the rest of humanity. So this teaching is calling and is for those leaders that have these abilities and can create Communities of Light. Communities that eventually the members realize that they will have all the physiological and safety needs taken care of, and each member is encouraged to be responsible. It is not time anymore to go to the mountain and meditate and reach pure consciousness, but it's time to create an environment that is spiritual. So you do progress in a spirit, in the communities of light and create an environment that you don't want to go to the mountain and be by yourself, but you reach a point that your physiological and safety needs will be taken care of, and the people will be responsible members of the community, and therefore the life become in the state that sound like you are in a mountain. You are not stressed with the work and a struggle, just keep your head above the water, because the society have created such an environment that each person is for itself, for himself or herself. And that's not the way of God. The way of God is the community of light and coming of the kingdom of God on earth. So this revelation is for those who see this vision and see the destructive forces that is released on earth at the same time, and they recognize they have the responsibility to come, to see the vision, to teach other people, reach out, and they concentrate on God. Whoever is concentrating on God, there is no devil for them, there is no darkness, because they are concentrating on light. And those religions and people who concentrate on devil and negativity and bring fear to their followers, indeed take their followers to the darkness and destruction. But if you concentrate on God and teach those preachers that preach devil all the time, that preach God instead and concentrate in a more powerful force than just meager devil or darkness that when the light comes cannot stand. Even with that alone, you can clean up so many religions on earth that have brought so much fear to man that they are not even able to know about other religions or other teachings and ability to expand their vision from a narrow teaching of a preacher or a church or a mosque or a religion. Religion and God, the light, frees man. If a religion is not freeing man to reach out and study and realize and recognize everything on earth, that religion is from darkness. It is not from light. It is not from God. So let us come together. Let us be one in the Spirit of God. Let us trust in the leaders that will emerge in the body of Christ, and they can and have the ability to share and create a rapport with the members in the mission, and can bring them together and create the communities of light. Such a people are invaluable commodity, and indeed they are rare. Therefore we have seek and search and find them and eventually bring them together as a great body of the leaders who can be trusted completely, carrying this vision and helping those who don't have those ability to come together and drop their fears, so we can create an environment that the darkness no longer has power. Little by little humanity recognizes that, yes indeed, the way of God is the way of sharing. The way of God is the way of creating an environment that physiological and safety need of everybody is taken care of. And then create that environment so pure that we can concentrate on God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the rest of our life. So at the time that the time of death comes, we are ready completely to go to God. And that will be our last thought. God and light and eternal divine path, realization of this revelation, our essence, unity of our essence with God, and therefore we go to God at that moment in the next lifetime, we can be a Paravipra again and recognize our state and stage and abilities and continue our work, because we have to believe in reincarnation. Because if you don't believe in reincarnation, then you cannot say God is just. And also it has been proven that reincarnation indeed exists, and those who meditate deeply will recognize indeed they have been here before. At the time of death, they know it is like a sleep. You don't remember when you fall asleep. Just fall asleep and you wake up refreshed. You close your eyes at the time of death, and then when you are born again, you are a little child, you are connected already to the spirit. And if you have been born in the communities of light, then you will grow to be connected in the spirit. But of course, if the external world and environment is not godly, and you grow with the friends and neighborhood who are not godly, you go to a school that don't teach God, and they are not godly, and you go to high school and college and all those times that you are with other people who are not godly, then with your family, you will not become godly. You will see a discrepancy between what your godly family says and those who are out there. So the conflict will arise in you between what the spiritual teacher, your family says, which are godly and wants to take you to God, and those who are out there say no, do whatever feels good, do not listen to scriptures. So after a while, you have to master external world and your godly family. Now you have to choose. If you don't choose, then the only way you can survive is to tie the legs of the horses that pulling you to two different directions. So you become passive. You choose neither one. Therefore, your energy is no longer flowing, and your energy will become dormant, and you don't know which direction should you go. Go to God or go to world. So you have to either love one master and hate the other one, or not to choose. That is only way you can survive. But if you can create an environment when the children are growing up and the friends and neighbors are godly, they will teach the same thing. And therefore, child has no conflict. When they grow and go to the kindergarten or school, they teach the same thing. And there is no conflict. They go to high school and college, they also teach sharing, spiritual progress, unity, knowing the essence, that your essence and God are one. There is no conflict. So it's a struggle that we are going through, not only individually, but also collectively. So again, go to our website, come to our rooms, study our teachings, and recognize that this is indeed the beginning of the coming of the golden age, coming of the period that humanity will eventually recognize and realize they are a part of God, and they have to set up their society and communities based on the Word of God, not on the word of misunderstood God, not based on one part of the revelation of God, but based on the whole truth of God that will come at the end time and at the end when the revelation of the seven seals will come to humanity. And, of course, this revelation gives you the ability to know exactly how it works. It is really perfect in every way and sense you look at it. The only flaw in it is it asks you to forego your ego. I don't know if that's a flaw. Maybe to some people it's a flaw because they want to keep their ego and at the same time have God. then again, is the same thing having two masters. Having ego and being with God are two opposite things. They are either or. And that is what the environment will teach their children, that close your eyes, recognize you are one with the universe, you are indeed God, with a small g, you didn't create the creation, but you have the ability to manifest the same qualities, compassion, love, understanding, sharing, caring, being able to create an environment that other people feel safe and can open up themselves and be comfortable and progress. And instead of spending all their life for the scraps and food and safety need, physiological and safety need. That's important. That's the part of our teaching. The physiological and safety need of everybody should be provided. Even in the Paravipra society, that will become a requirement for everybody, have their physiological and safety need, medical care and education be provided for every individual. Those are the minimum requirement for every human to progress physically, mentally, spiritually, have their physiological and safety need taken care of. If they have good mind and they can be educated, they have the opportunity to educate themselves in every way possible to whatever end they can go to and how far they can continue with. If they don't have very good mind, and but they have the ability to work with their hands or create things, there should be provided opportunities to become proficient in whatever they like to do. If they are practical people, they should be encouraged to become practical. If they are better in theories and explanations, they should be provided also with that. And at the same time, they have to be healthy. Everybody should be able to be taken care of from their health point of view. And we create a society that those who participate in a greater degree based on a spiritual contribution, mental contribution, or physical contribution, they will be rewarded for what they do. And at the same time, for those who do not participate in a greater degree, still they have the right to have their physiological and safety need been taken care of, educational opportunities provided, and their health care will be free. If we can create an earth like that, then the Communities of Light will be a joyful place that people can work, and those who are like-minded can come together. We can have a community that are all artists or writers or lawyers or doctors. They can share ideas with each other, and after a while we can have prodigy in every corner on earth. What is a prodigy? Prodigy is a person who has been doing the same thing in many lifetimes. So in these lifetimes, it's easy for him or her to do what he or she's been good at for many lifetimes, and therefore they can manifest great manifestation of what they do. Just like that 6 years Chinese boy that can play classical music better than a lot of adults. How did that happen? Again, that explained the reincarnation. He has been playing piano for many lifetimes, and in this lifetime, of course, it's easy for him to do that. So prodigy is the result of many lifetimes doing the same thing, and therefore become very good at it. See, it explains everything. When you understand how universe works, everything becomes so clear and nothing is hidden from you. Or miracles. What are miracles? Miracles is the things that we don't understand, but God does. Somebody get healed and people say it's a miracle. But if they understand how it happened, of course it's no longer a miracle. If you had told someone a couple of hundred years ago that you can write something in a screen and the person you have written to will receive it in a couple of seconds, they probably thought it's a genie or something that does it, but now we do it every day in the computer. So miracle is a miracle unless we understand it, that there's a reason behind it. Everything can be explained in the universe. The only thing cannot be explained is the spirit, and that can be experienced. So there is nothing kept away from humanity. Humanity have the ability to explain everything and experience everything. And with this revelation, the door is open. The only thing is for you to take it. The only thing is to see that indeed this is the freedom in every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, individually, collectively, scientifically, socially, psychologically. But you have to see the vision and not be attached to a small thing that the mission does at this time, but expand to reach in a greater degree in the venues that we have not explored yet. There's so many possibilities for the mission to reach out than just the Peloton. But of course, there had never been a prophet or a major manifestation or a revelation that could have such a wonderful way of reaching to every corner of the earth at the same time. So we're not saying that we're not grateful for these tools and the ability to what we are doing, but at the same time, there are so many other ways to do this mission and reach out. But if we are concerned about our little lives and little problems, and we are bogged down with those things, of course we cannot move. We cannot release the creativity of our lives to do that. You have to trust God. You have to jump with 2 feet. It's amazing how many doors opens and things just start happening, that God amazes you for what He does for you. But that's what we are afraid of, physiological and safety need, and not able to jump with 2 feet, our creativity also will suffer greatly. But of course, you know, we believe in systematical way of doing things, creating communities of light is a system. It's an environment that will help every individual to progress physically, mentally, spiritually, individually, and collectively. Therefore, we tell you to trust God, but at the same time, we show you how you can also use your mind and your intellect and your body and your ability to create an environment that everybody's physiological and safety need being taken care of. Just like a story about the follower of Prophet Muhammad, had the camel of the Prophet. He had a white camel, which is very rare, and this person was taking care of it for him. One day, the camel got lost. They couldn't find it. And the Prophet Muhammad asked this person, what did you do with the camel? He said, well, I trusted in God and Allah and let him graze and let him be by itself. Prophet Muhammad told him, well, trust in God, but secure the camel. So be practical at the same time, trust in God. With the Communities of Light, indeed, we follow that advice. We trust in God, we jump with 2 feet into Communities of Light and this revelation and these teachings and reach out in any way we can. At the same time, we choose the leaders and communities that will support the member physiologically and safety need, and those who come to it, of course, we expect to be responsible members, and if they have the ability to work and bring the resources, they are expected to do that and help the community so those who have other abilities can concentrate on those abilities. Of course, the people who work to bring the resources does not mean they don't have those abilities. they also can participate in spreading the mission any way they can, but at the same time, we need supporting group that they can support the community. If 12 people come together, 6 couples, if even 9 people will work, there are a lot of resources in that community that can support that 12 people and 2 or more. People can take care of the community, of children, of household, of cooking, and this and that. So after a while, it's become very easy for everybody. The people who work really don't have much to do when they come home. And for those who stay home, don't have to worry about the resources. And the leaders, of course, keep this community fair and just, and each person feels they have been treated justly, and therefore they are not feeling uncomfortable being in that community. So if we can create justness and justice in the community, it will eventually spread to the whole society. So we will going to have just society, just nations, just earth. And that is where and when the problem of destructive tendencies like wars and terrorism and all the things that we see on earth at this point will vanish. If you treat each other justly, you will become friends and you become close and you do not kill each other. But if somebody feels they are treated unjustly, they become upset. Although it could be completely unfounded, but there are foundation for a lot of problem on earth that many feel they are treated unjustly and therefore they feel they have the right to do what they do. But if we can create just communities of light, if we can create just children, if we can teach our children to be just and fair in their dealing with each other and the community, they even would not stand an unjust environment and unjust people. Therefore, the environment will be purified little by little to the point of creating a place for everybody that they feel it is a just world. Their ability will flourish in a greater degree. So we are releasing the creative force of humanity. It's amazing what's going to happen if we create such a communities. How many minds will be nurtured and developed to come with the beautiful ideas that we have few of them, like Einstein and others who have brought great ideas to humanity. But how many of Einstein were wasted and never developed because they never taught to meditate or develop themselves or didn't have the opportunity? We have to expand our vision. We have to teach humanity to expand their vision from a narrow vision of nationality and religion and ego trips and unjustness and all that. Because in the long run, they will benefit more by expanding their consciousness than staying narrow. Again, this is the thing. We have to understand ourselves first. We have to see the vision very clearly that we need to forgo our dogmas. We have to forgo our nationality, our gender, our ego attachments, our real fear of our lives, come and create communities, become a leader that is just and have the ability to teach, to share, have the ability to create an environment that people want to come and share with each other. The least we can do is to create an environment that such leaders can emerge. We become a contact. We create the ability to come together and invite other people to come to see this vision, to hear these teachings. Among them, there might be people, they have that ability to emerge as those leaders. If we are not that kind of the leader, at least we facilitate of manifestation of such people, and therefore we can create a powerful organization which is full of dedicated, sacrificing being who have great vision of higher thing and they're not burdened by small little things of life. We have to keep up energy and vision high. We have to see how our work and our sacrifice is helping humanity and creation of the communities of light and coming of the kingdom of God. If we don't, then we will be worried about our physiological and safety need and we cannot move. We cannot move if we are burdened with that kind of mentality. When I started the mission, I dropped everything. Education, family, nation. That was the treasure that's worth everything else. I forgo all of them, sold them out, and said, I don't want those. I want this treasure, this gem. That is what each of us have to be. Jump to the mission with 2 feet. Don't worry. It's going to be provided. You might have to get a job for a while or a struggle, but as we more and more people join and each person shares a little, there's going to be a lot. But if each person come and take more than they, of course, bring in, nothing's going to be left in the mission and we are going to be in trouble. Even this vision will not manifest itself. But we have to find the leaders that they can handle those resources. They can provide a just distribution of those resources. They will not take those resources for themselves, keep it, create an unjust environment, and then expect that they can also bring the kingdom of God on earth. We don't need that. We already have that. We need something new. It's a new wine and a new skin. Therefore, the leaders should see themselves as just leaders, concerned leaders, dedicated leaders, not grabbing leaders. All right, I guess these sessions have becoming satsang sessions instead of conversation sessions, which is okay. I will be here every week, and most of the week at least, and we will discuss things again and again together, but my expectation and hope is more and more of you and others see this vision in a greater degree and come and help and be one with what God has sent you and forgo your ego and become a pure channel for His manifestation and bring the light to humanity. I end my conversation with you today at this point. As usual, listen to these words. They are going to be broadcasting in our room, Discourses by Maitreya, in the same religion section in Paltok, probably tomorrow morning. Listen to those words and hear the call of God to you and call others to come and establish what God has revealed to us and bring the kingdom of God on earth. Be good, be with God, be one with this revelation, and see yourself where you are in this vision. Salam, everyone.